Our radio.
Our way.
Our CKRZ.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Well, thank you so much again for making CKRZ a part of your day. And joining us today here at CKRZ, we have Six Nations Electric Chief Mark Hill. Welcome back.
Thank you. How's it going, Al?
Very well. Very well. Been enjoying the moderate weather we've been getting.
It's a little chilly, yes.
Yeah.
It's tricky weather. You don't know what to wear at times.
It's that time of the year.
Right. Well, again, I just, Al, I want to thank you for the opportunity to join you and to provide an update. So, Scano, Sago, and good afternoon, everyone. I hope this update finds everyone in good health. I first would like to begin by thanking the community for your patience while I was on a leave of work for the last couple weeks, just due to obviously personal matters. I also want to send a special thank you to all of the firefighters, police, and first responders who swiftly took action, obviously with the devastating house fire that I had a few weeks ago. I also want to acknowledge and thank Councillor Nathan Wright, who assumed the chair duties while I was away, as well as just the other councillors for their support during this such a difficult time. The other piece that I'd also just want to give some recognition, commend, is to the community members who assisted with my safety during my house fire that occurred again last month. I would like to reassure the community that although this situation, again, is extremely devastating to myself and my family, that I am back to work in trying to, again, get back to in routine and to get back to the important work that we have to do as a community. So again, thank you to all of those individuals and people for their support and kind words of encouragement over these last weeks. Going into the update we have, because I have not been providing updates the last couple weeks, we do have kind of a lengthy update. We first would like to begin by mentioning that the cloth face covering Fridays will continue to be held every Friday morning at the Veterans Park. So far, we have provided this free initiative for four consecutive Fridays, and we continue to kindly ask for more cloth face covering donations. All donations can be directed towards the Public Works Office, and they can be reached at, by phone at 519-445-4242. And again, all donations that we've received, again, are we thank the community for those donations. The next update I would like to share is the welcoming, and you might have already seen this in our local newspapers, but it's the welcoming of our new Senior Administrative Officer, Darren Jameson. So Mr. Jameson sets home in good stewardship and unity and peace in his new role. Mr. Jameson joined our team on Monday, August 10th. And again, he's joined with the expertise and leadership to achieve community sustainability while building coalitions to support growth and manage change to drive positive results. So again, you know, we're working in line as we move forward with Darren as our new SAO. And again, this is built through extensive experience in working directly with other First Nations governments, as well as the Assembly of First Nations, the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Businesses, the Province of Ontario, British Columbia, Alberta, and Canada through Industry Canada and Indigenous Services, as well as Health Canada, Tourism and Culture, Education, Finance, and various other federal and provincial ministries. He's a member of the Tuscarora Nation and a proud member of our Six Nations Grand River community. So again, we want to welcome Darren in his new role and as we embark on this journey together. The next update, again, is in regards to the Six Nations, the Grand River Health and Safety Guidelines, which is inclusive to the 2.5 edition that we are now currently at in terms of our stage. So stage 2.5 was implemented on August 26th as a recommendation from the Emergency Control Group, as a transition to readiness as we move closer towards stage 3 of our pandemic recovery response. Stage 2.5 outlines additional business and facilities that will be permitted to open while modeling the core health practices. We are currently in the process of distributing this updated guideline to all of our businesses. And again, copies are available for pickup at our central administration during our office hours. Or you may call 519-445-2205 extension 3238 to have a copy directly mailed to you. This updated guide included useful checklists, guidelines, and inspection resources for businesses prior to opening. Again, just a quick note that we wanted to thank all businesses that have obviously already implemented a lot of these measures in their businesses to protect, again, our community and as well as visitors coming into our community. This is also a good resource to have in preparation for a potential second wave. So that's the goal, is that, you know, my office has been distributing the guideline copy to as many businesses as possible. Some may have already received that. More is coming, and wanting to make sure that all have it so that they can use that to their advantage and as their own resource. Again, in this stage, the following are permitted with all recommended public health measures in place, such as physical distancing, wearing of a mask, screening, hand hygiene, etc. So these include indoor gatherings will increase from 10 to 25 people. Outdoor gatherings will increase from 10 people to 40 people. Gyms and fitness centers may resume service. I know I've been back to ProFit Health Club, which has been helping as well with my mental health during such a devastating time. So I encourage our members to engage as safely as they can while getting back into their fitness regimes. Each facility must first submit a reopening plan to our Sheboygan Public Health Office or the Emergency Control Group for approval. Outdoor playgrounds, inflatables, and other outdoor facilities, the Sports and Cultural Memorial Center grounds, including some of Parks and Recreations facilities, which I'll provide an update further. Some Parks and Recreations facilities, again, will be reopening. This is due to special consideration that need to be taken with the current COVID-19 assessment center still located on the grounds. Post-secondary institutions and high schools, elementary schools will continue with remote learning for the time being. Again, we are looking to assess the situation in November to then further look to further decision after that. Parents with children going to school off reserve should weigh the risks and benefits to their family when deciding if a child or if their child will continue with remote learning or in-person learning. Restaurants are recommended to continue with patio or curbside pickup or delivery for now. Again, that means no dine-in service at this time. Child care facilities will not be reopening at this time, again, and will be considered in a later stage. This is much like as well as our elementary schools. Again, as a responsible business owner, our elected council is strongly encouraging that each establishment to conduct their own risk assessment accordingly. Again, that tool can be found within that health and safety guideline document. And again, to schedule a free health and environmental inspection, we ask that you contact the Six Nations COVID-19 Guidance Hotline for businesses, and they can be reached at 519-750-4908. Again, during the office hours from Monday to Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Site visits can be requested even if your business has been through operation or has been operational throughout the pandemic. We actually encourage that in terms of, you know, at least allowing our members to, I guess, have a sense of safe when visiting our businesses throughout the community.